That was put in sacks, and we might have kept a little bit, but I think it was mostly sold.
Did people have anything they called a granary or granary? What was that like?
Well, it wasn't like it was. It was kind of on the order of the storage bins we have today.
Yeah, it was just a place they had in the barns to keep wheat and stuff that they wanted to keep, or corn.
And it was usually lined with tin, wasn't it, where it would be rat-proof?
Yeah, but it was not a separate building. It was in the barn.
Well, now, some of them were. Mm-hmm. Some of them were separate buildings.
Mm-hmm. And
I think my granddaddy had one called the old granary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call that old house out here, that's what they call it.
Is that right? And you call it the cow shed. And how about where you kept the the area around the barn? Was that
that was the lot.
That's the lot. And the place where the cattle would graze.
The pasture.
Do you use the word, or what do you mean when you say meadow? Is that the same as a pasture?
Well, yes, it is, but we never did use the word much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember using the word hay meadow.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the field of hay that was being grown to be cut to make hay. We call that the hay meadow.
Mm-hmm.
You let the cattle run on that. Just use that for hay.
I see. You just sort of stubble.
Mm-hmm.
And how about where the hogs were?
Well, we call that the hog lot.
The hog lot. And when you...
Oh, the hog pen.
You can keep them penned up. And what did you call the time of day when you would feed the various animals?
We'd say milking time or feeding time.
Feeding
time.
You ever call it chore time? Or?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm. And...
that was too fancy a name, I guess.
Too fancy, is that right?
It's time to do the chores. We just call it, it's time to do up the night work. Do up the night work, that's it.
That's when you bring in wood and pump the water and do the feeding milking.
What were the different terms you'd use in regard to hogs? What would be the male, the female, the little ones, the...
The male was the boar, and the female was a sow, and the little ones were little pigs.
Little pigs. How about the words shote and...
Shotes, we use that too.
Shotes and pigs is a little different. Pigs are smaller than shotes. They get up
the shotes would be up to
500 pounds, they call them shotes.
Shotes, How about the barrow?
I've heard that too.
That was the male hog. Not the male hog, but...
I believe we called it the bear before boar came into existence. That was what it's called back then.
When a boar was altered, then he's a bear.
Is that right?
And what term did you use? Was alter the term that you used for the
cut him?
And. Did you ever remember wild hogs at all?
I don't think I did.
No,
did you?
Not,
I don't think we had. We've had some pretty wild ones.
But they wasn't really wild.
And they came out of Mississippi, a lot of them did.
And what do you call those two?
Tushies.
Big teeth. You mentioned the hair, scraping the hair off the hog's back when you butchered. Is the hair the same? Did you ever use the word bristle?
Mm-hmm. But it was more common to use hair than hog hair.
Mm-hmm.
That bristle's used at the hog